Blog Talk Radio.
We begin tonight with a nation already on edge in the coronavirus pandemic as protests turn violent across America. The arrest of a former Minneapolis police officer.
Making a commitment involves dedicating yourself to something like a person or a cause. Before you can make a commitment, I need you to think carefully. Amen. A commitment obligates you to someone or to something. The commitment to the solution is the answer to the problem. The commitment, come on. The commitment to the solution is the answer to the problem. Come on, Pastor, we need a strategy. Pastor, we need some direction. The direction is that as long as you're dealing with the problem, then you're giving the problem the energy. But once two people come together and agree that they're going to get in the boat, that's that. Listen to me. The disciples waited on Christ. He did not come. They did not get weary. They did not give up. They got their butt in the boat. The first thing we need to do is make a commitment. Get in the boat. Grab the oars and begin to row. I'm going to show you what that looks like. It is when you commit yourself to something. You commit yourself to a person. Hallelujah. You commit yourself to a call. In this instance, I'm talking about committing yourself to a people, committing yourself to a cause. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, the first strategy is I need you to commit. And when I say commit, I'm not talking about Jamie. I told you I'm being honest. I ain't trying to tell nobody business. But somebody called me 2 weeks after we had a counseling session and said, Pastor, it didn't work. I said, what didn't work? What you told me. I said, what I told you 14 days ago didn't work. I told you 14 days ago. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that Dr. Martin Luther King and the Montgomery bus boycott, it lasted for 381 days. Commitment.
That was the day that we started a bus protest.
Commitment. Commitment. Sometimes the only way to get a solution is you have to commit yourself to something. And when I say commit yourself to something, I'm not talking about for a weekend. You think you're going to post for a weekend and make some changes? Oh, Pastor, are you saying there's something wrong with posting? I'm not telling you how to protest. But if you think for 1 minute that you're going to protest for a weekend, if you think you're going to protest for a week, if you think you're going to protest for a month, I'm telling you, you don't have to question the strategy. You don't have to question the system. You don't have to question. All you got to do is go to Dr. Martin Luther King and look at the history and study it. You don't have to worry about what people are saying. You don't have to worry about what people are thinking. All you got to do is go to the model. All you got to do is go to the individual. Hallelujah. That was most successful. Hallelujah. All you got to do is go to Gandhi. All you got to do is realize that it's not going to happen in 3 days. Amen. And some of us are going to post for the weekend. And some of us going to post for a week. You know why? Because it's convenient. It's convenient to look like you committed. And some of us are going to go and march for 3 or 4 days. And some of us are going to march for 7 days. And some of us are going to get up and in our emotions and we're going to do all that talking. But I'm here to tell you today that yes, change can come, but change don't come when you convene. Change only comes when you make a commitment. And Dr. Martin Luther King led his people for 381 days. 381 days, nobody took the bus. And 381 days, people walked to work. And people walked home. And people walked to the store. For 381 days, people were inconvenienced. I'm talking about a commitment. You talk about convenience. You talk about how you look in front of other people. You talk about what other people are going to say about you. You talking about trying to gain some political power. Or you talking about trying to get somebody to see what you're doing. I declare to you today, Martin Luther King, hallelujah, when they weren't 381 days. 381 days. 381 days. No bus. Hallelujah. No transportation. 381 days. Hey, man, they carpooled. 381 days, they had to get up 3 hours early so they can get everybody to their destination. 381 days. That's over a year. 381 days. Not 30 days. Not 3 days. 381 days. And you want to get online for 3 weeks and act like you've done something. You want to get on for a weekend and act like you've done something. You want to post and act like you've done something. You want to walk when you want to. You want to go march when you got, when you off work. And you want to, God, you want to show your solidarity when you got time. 381 days. Dr. Martin Luther King had a PhD. Dr. Martin Luther King had a job. He could have lived anywhere he wanted to. But guess what? He was committed. He was committed to the cause. So he lived in the neighborhood. He was committed to the cause. So they used his car. He was committed to the cause. So he walked. Your little 3 days, you ain't doing nothing. You're doing what's convenient to you. You're doing what people are seeing you do. You're doing what's making you popular. You're doing what's bringing you attention. Dr. Martin Luther King wasn't looking for no attention. 381 days. 380 days. They marched. 381 days. They fed each other. 381 days. They took off their lunch and couldn't go lunch because they had to pick somebody up and take somebody. 381 days. They got home late because they were picking each other. 381 days. Is this convenient for you or is this a commitment? Some of us have been doing this for a real long time. Before social media, we was doing this. I was 14 years old. My mama had me out, Jamie, registering people to vote at 16 years old, 14 to 16 years old. At 20-something years old, when I was in college, I was registering people to vote. I ran a GED program. We was doing gun back stuff. Some of you doing it because it's convenient. I'm looking for everybody who's committed. I'm looking for the folks to say, if I got to do this for a month, if I got to do this for 6 months, if I got to do this for a year, if I got to do this for 5 years, if I got to do this for 6 years, if I got to do this for 10 years, whatever it takes, I'll do whatever it takes. And I'm telling you today, Martin Luther King said, we shall overcome. But I'm telling you, he said it because he waited in the morning and it didn't happen. He waited in the afternoon, it didn't happen. He waited at night and it didn't happen. And he jumped in the boat. He got in the boat and there were some folk that got in the boat with him and they grabbed the oar. You ready to grab your paddles or you just want to talk? You ready to grab your paddles or you just want to be seen? You ready to grab your paddles and do the work? Some of us been doing the work forever. God said, there's a reason why I make you wait. I make you wait because I'm trying to see people's pure intentions. 500 miles. Booker T. Washington walked 500 miles. He walked 500 miles. I'm not mad at you. I can't tell you how to protest, but I'm telling you, I'm not looking at some folks in 2020 to show me how to protest. I'm going back, amen, to the Bible. And the Bible says Jesus was so committed that he left heaven. He came on earth for 33 years, and then he died on the cross committed. Not convenient committed. Yeah, Peter was convenient committed. Yeah, because when they call Peter to the carpet, he denied Jesus not once. He denied him 3 times. He walked with Christ when it was convenient. He walked with the master when it was convenient. There are those of you who are doing what you do because it's convenient, but some of you ain't never made a commitment, and we're not going to be able to solve any problems until we put both feet down and we make a commitment. We sacrifice our heart. We sacrifice our mind. We sacrifice our soul. I didn't say he caught the plane. I didn't say he caught a ride. I didn't say he rode his bike. I said he walked 500 miles. Commitment. Commitment. Went to Hampton. Oh, come on, come on. I know you read the story. They denied him. That night, he went to the library, and he cleaned the library, Jamie. Not once, not twice, 3 times. And when they came back the next day, and they saw how clean it was, they took their finger, and they put their finger on the wall. A white wall, and guess what happened? There was no dust, no dirt. Committed. They said, no, he could have went home. No, you can't come here because of the color of your skin. He could have said, no. He walked 500 miles. You thought he would have needed at least 3-4 days sleep, but it's not about what's convenient. He got in school, graduated, and became a professor. You're not hearing what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is, hallelujah, you got to make a commitment. Even after he graduated, became a professor, he founded Tuskegee for African men. An institution that is still productive to this day. I need you to be active. Hallelujah. But I need you to be passive, meaning that while you're waiting, you're doing something. What did I do? While I waited, Jamie, I got the PhD. I saw what happened to Emmett Till. I saw it. So I went back and got the four-year degree while I waited. I went and got the master's while I waited. I went and got the PhD while I waited. We starting a summer school for kids. Come on, with a curriculum, Jamie, with music. We're bringing in Grammy artists. We got somebody helping them with the SAT test and the ACT, helping them with standardized tests. You're not hearing what I'm saying. We're helping them, Jamie, with conflict resolution. Jamie, we're helping them to be entrepreneurs. Jamal's going to introduce them to make real estate real so they can learn how to get profit. You're not hearing what I'm saying, Jamie. Yep. Why you wait? I know you want to do it when it's convenient, but why you wait instead of playing video games? Why you wait? Educate yourself. Why you wait? Become a lawyer. Why you wait? Become a judge. Why you wait? Get economic freedom. Why you wait? Start a community program. Why you wait? Educate the police system. Why you wait? Change the culture. Why you wait? Don't tell other communities to be a blessing to our community, and we're tearing our own community down. Why you wait? Build businesses in your community. Why you wait? Teach kids how to read. Why you wait? Tell daddies to get in their kids' life. Why you wait? Strengthen single parent mothers. Why you wait? Bring folks to church. Why you wait? Pray and wait on God. Why you wait? Why you wait? Why you wait? Do something. Why you wait? Do something. You need leadership, Jesus Christ. You need leadership, Dr. Martin Luther King. You need leadership, Booker T. Washington. You need leadership, Malcolm X. What did they do? They did something. They made a commitment in prison. Malcolm X made a commitment to the Nation of Islam. He came out, and there might have been 30,000 folk. He made a commitment, and in less than a few years, he had recruited 500,000 people to the Nation of Islam. He made a commitment. He wears glasses not because he couldn't see. He wore glasses because in jail, he read. I'm telling you to make a commitment. You want to help the cause, read. You want to help the cause, study. And Jamie, when I was 19 years old and I saw the Emmett Till story, from that day forward, I would go to the library. People ask me, do you know this artist and this artist? Have you seen that movie? And Jamie, I'm embarrassed to say, no, I haven't. Why? I wasn't watching movies, Jamie. I was in the library and I was studying Souls of the Black Folks. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm telling you? Succeeding against the odds. You not hearing what I'm telling you? I start reading the Mayflower, Make Me Wanna Holler, Nathan McCall. Well, you hear what I'm saying? I'm telling you today that you got to get in the boat. And some of you, you think you're doing something because you're standing by the boat. You think you're doing something because you're around the boat. You think you're doing something because you call the people name out who in the boat. You think you're doing something because you care. You think you're doing something. You ain't doing nothing until you make a commitment. Wait. I'm waiting just like you wait. I'm hoping just like you hoping for the second coming of Jesus Christ. I'm hoping just like you hoping that one day it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. Hallelujah. I'm waiting just like you waiting to get pulled over and know one day that as an African-American man, I don't have to fear for my life. I'm waiting just like you waiting. If I go to a bank, I'm going to get treated like everybody. I'm waiting just like you waiting. I'm anxiously hoping for it just like you hoping for. I got an African-American son. I got an African-American daughter. I'm waiting just like you wait. Don't think I ain't waiting like you wait. Don't think I'm not longing for it like you longing for. Don't think I'm not like you. But I'm telling you, the difference between when you make a commitment to something and it's just a convenience, you lose your hope. I'm telling you, we can't lose our hope, because once you lose your hope, you lose everything. I'm here to tell you that once you get started, you can't stop until you get there. I'm telling you, when you get in the boat, you make a commitment. It doesn't matter if the gale comes. It doesn't matter if the winds and the waves come. It doesn't matter if the storm comes. Just keep rowing. This is what I mean when I say wait. When I say wait, if the ship goes down, you keep rowing. If the sides come off, you keep going. If you lose one of your paddles, you keep going. Hope. Don't ever lose your hope. Don't let some evil, don't let some hatred, don't let some circumstance, don't let some situation. Martin Luther King said, and I have a dream that one day we will get there. I've been to the mountaintop. We can't lose our hope. We can't lose our faith. We can't lose our hope. We can't lose our faith. Because when you lose your faith and you lose your hope, you stop rowing. When the boat comes from up under you, keep rowing. Don't get so emotional that you stop rowing. Don't get so emotional that you lose your strategy. Dr. Martin Luther King, I promise you, they sick the dogs on him. He kept his hope. They put him in jail, he kept his hope. They put the water hose, he kept his hope. They beat him, he kept his hope. Whatever you do, don't lose your hope, because once you lose your hope, you lost everything. The last thing we need is to give up. The last thing we need to do is to give in to racism. The last thing we need to do is lose hope. We can't. Martin Luther King worked too hard. Malcolm worked too hard. Fannie Lou Hamer worked too hard. Michael Stoney Carmichael worked too hard. Medgar Evers, he worked too hard. Booker T worked too hard. Harriet worked too hard. Martin worked too hard. Frederick Douglass worked too hard. Nat Turner worked too hard. They worked too hard. Coretta worked too hard. They worked too hard for us to stop now. Rosa worked too hard. They worked too hard for us just to give up now. Now we gotta press and not press for a weekend. Not press for a week. Not press for a month. 381 days. 381 days. 500 miles. 500 miles. 381 days. 500 miles. Now we gotta put our seatbelts on and we have to commit. I'm not telling you how to commit, but I'm telling you don't do it for a weekend. I'm telling you, don't do it when it's just convenient to you. Don't do it to try to make money off of this situation. Don't do it because it's convenient. Do it because you're ready to make the commitment.
Hello? Hello? Sister Haley, I don't know what's going on, but I want to do another
Dr. Short?
Clubhouse. Yes, I've been speaking to you. You didn't hear me?
Yeah, you didn't hear me. Okay, we got you now.
Who you going to call? Coon Busters are here. I've got Coon Busters on, on Facebook. I have two Facebook channels up, and I'm thinking, do I have something to record on my other thing so I can start doing this? You know, this week is Liberation Week. I'm rebelling against all the coonocracy. All the people that don't let you say nothing. Everybody that's telling you what you can and cannot do. You get where I'm coming from? In fact,
yes.
I might start a... I might just put something up here. Let me see. I'm up on Clubhouse, y'all. I'm in Clubhouse, too, Dr. Randy Lancaster Short. So... I don't know if I'll be taking me people because I'm talking to you, sister. And I don't know what's her name. Haley, if you want to, we can just put this shit up on Clubhouse, too. We can do both of them. We can do Thug House. And I can have this on Facebook so we can talk. You ready to go, sister?
Yes. Dr. Short?
Yes.
Yes,
I'm
welcome
ready.
To the show. Yes, good. Great. Well, welcome back. It's good to have you back with us. It's been a while.
It's been about 2 years, I think.
Yeah, I said it's been a while. It's been a long time. But now you have been kicked off of so many social media outlets, and it's probably because of your activism, because you're very active and very outspoken in the things that we need for our people and just to make things right in this world. Do you want to tell us about it?
Well, it's very simple. I can't say I'm doing a whole lot, but what I can do, since I don't have that big a group, I do have this little teeny tiny organization that's called SALT. I work with other folks that are Christian to hate racism, and we hate feminism, too. That's particularly bad. feminism is white female supremacy with a bunch of stupid-ass carpet-munching, backstabbing, baby-killing, pork-chop feminist minions, the running dogs, like the sisters with the bad attitudes that had 100 abortions, and yet they want to work in daycare. I mean, it's nuts, but anyway.
Oh, my. Okay. Yes.
It's true. We're anti-eugenics, and so I have a little crew, a handful of people, and one of the reasons that I haven't been on your platform is normally we have Bible study that starts actually we were doing it from 9 to 10:30, which basically covers your time. And then we moved it up to 8:30, and so tonight I was given a dispensation that I could leave the Bible study early so I could come and talk to you because I haven't done this in forever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's been too long.
So, yeah, that's why. But if we start at 8:30 and I can come on and join you at 10 or 10:15 or 10:30, then I can periodically pop in. Now, mind you, I have platforms that I haven't been kicked off of. But,
one of the things that got
me kicked out was that I warned people early that this pandemic was a bioweapon, that there were ways to treat, and they didn't like that. And at a certain point, according to them, we're reaching between 10 people daily. If you understand that my little teeny tiny YouTube page, Randy Short, reach maybe 100, maybe 40, 50,000 people in so many days. That's more than Newsmax, and they're white with billions of dollars. And I don't even have that big a platform. They never let me have more than 3,000 followers. They claim that I had 300,000 hits. And trust me, if you put me on anybody's platform, the numbers jump. It may not jump to 20,000, but if I were to do your platform, you'd think you have a few hundred, I would say to you that you'll have 1,000 in a few days, a few weeks, 2-3 weeks, you'll have 1,000 people. And then all of a sudden they'll make it hard for your numbers to increase because they don't want people listening. So I'm against eugenics. I believe in God. I believe that black people should be free. I'm for reparations. I am anti-human trafficking. I'm anti-sexual enslavement of women, girls, and vulnerable males. And the best I can do, since I have a whole lot of education, is at least I can make sense of stuff as well as articulate it, or should I say break it down, make it plain. And in as much as I was gifted with the gift of comedy, I can make people laugh and talk about some really horrific shit, right? So let me see. I see Brother Mark Smith is here. And so people have begged me. I was doing something called the Angry Black Men's Book Club. And that's where we would Angry Black let me see. I don't know. How can I do that? How can I ping someone else in? Okay, no. Okay, it sounds good. We'll do that. Okay, so I got Mark. Let me see.
Okay, hello, Mark.
And Mark may not be able to hear you because he's on. But yes, so here we are with Mark. Say hello. Mark, how do you bring the other people in? I don't know how to do the damn shit. I should call it a crack house instead of clubhouse because I feel so out of place with this shit. And Sister Haley, she's like the, you don't know. I mean, it's kind of weird. I'm headed towards 60, and now good-looking black women want to be friends. Where the fuck were y'all the last 55 years? Y'all can all go to hell. I'm going to get a white woman. I'll show you. I'll show all of y'all. Get an ugly white woman. Just to make it more painful, you see me and say, oh, there's no way that he's happy. A lot of men aren't happy with these ugly white women. They just want vengeance on the sisters that wouldn't talk to them. Niggas kicking your tires. The last time you put air in it and that kind of shit, white women don't do that. They concentrate on getting the man so they can get his ass in court legally later. We need to have that conversation on how to at least ensnare a black man. You can always take his money later if he has any. Or just have the pleasure of having him on lockdown that he can't screw other people with this, the same ease once you got in his life. Now, let me see. I've got four people. Add them. No. I may have kicked some people out. Now, let me see. What can I do with this? Share room. Let visitors in. Yep, visitors can come in. So if people want to come in and visit, they can. Let me see. Mark, I may have lost some people. What the hell is going on? I'm playing around here with this thug house.
Okay.
Okay, so Jalen's in. Okay, I'm going to go back to the hallway. Okay, hey, how you doing, Jalen? Okay, now Devin's in here, and we can have fun. Now, let me see. It's 10, 20. So, cool. Let me do this from the beginning. I'm sorry because I went off, did all this stuff. So let me just do this real fast. I live in D.C.
Yeah.
I'm an overeducated single black male, and I blame black women for me being single. It's their fault.
Okay.
Ain't nothing gay about it here. Okay, it's y'all fault. Y'all haven't produced the God-fearing, dark-skinned, in shape, sister that doesn't have children by more people than what's on Noah's Ark.
Than Noah's Ark. Oh my goodness!
I'm a human rights defender, and I don't know. You know, once you've lived as long as me and Antoinette, you meet some people. So I just leave it there because if people want to look me up, I have stuff all over the internet. And this is the first time, thank you, Sister Antoinette, you've been begging me to come on your show. And I don't
Yes, I have.
No, I wasn't blowing you off. I just do Bible study. We're talking about God, reading.
Yes,
you know, in fact,
about God. Yes.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. I don't have to cuss or be funny reading the Bible. I can just, like, be boring. It's just kind of nice to be around religious people.
Well,
people don't expect you to say anything. No, the Bible's not boring. It talks about holes and sissies and such, too. So, you know, in fact, a lot.
Yes, it does.
Guys get mad, people killing babies, dudes screwing each other, and God wanting to destroy whole civilizations. If you touch that man's pussy, I just burn the whole city down. I mean, you talk about a cock blocker. It's God. Anyway.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's several platforms. And on top of that, yeah, like I was saying, I got harassed so badly. I had to get a VPN because they wouldn't let me get online in my own studio here. I couldn't get online. It took 3 hours to get online. And they have a way of blocking your IP. So you can't get there if I can't get online. So I tell people, I'll be back in 15 minutes. It'll take me 2 hours to get back in. They think it's me.
Yeah.
No, I kept my word. I came back, and the thing just spun around and around. They can actually do that. But I have a VPN now, and I was the one thing that really upset the people at YouTube was my Angry Black Men's Book. I'm going to be doing Angry Black Men's Book Club. I even have my book rack. Where I have a book rack so I can just turn the pages. Here it is. Let me show you. I bullshit not. Hold on 1 second.
Well, we can't see it over here, Randy.
Well, that's okay.
Dr. Joe, we can't see it here. Okay, did we lose you? Dr. Short? Okay, you're
here. Yeah, I'm right here. Let me get it.
Okay.
I'm coming. Just be white. Don't be a black woman.
Okay.
Okay.
Now you want me to be white. I like being black.
Well, that's the problem. It's interesting that what being a black woman is what white lesbian communist feminists have tricked black women into thinking being a black woman is being fat and musty with a jacked up attitude instead of being a black woman. But I look at this, oh, my God, like a gift to myself. I have my book lectern. How y'all like this? Angry Black Men's Book Club. Oh, hell yes. Oh, hell yes. I'll be able to just read and say stuff that people can't stand, which really makes me feel good. It really does.
All right.
So I'll be able to have my books on it. And instead of having Holt's book, I'll be able to just read. And
okay.
If I get a few more donations, and the hint, hint, y'all, wrandyshort@gmail.com is my PayPal, or it is my Zelle. And my Cash App is $DrRandyShort. If I get a few more donations, I'm going to go ahead and put my StreamYard back in. And I'm going to put this up on other platforms as well. I'm going to jump into Rumble. And I'm
great.
Going to also do
like
some
Rumble.
Other things.
Yes.
So, yeah, I will be Rumble, Shit Shoot, or Bit Shoot, whatever you want to call it. We're going to be on all of those. And I'm going to go back to doing these books, even if I do it twice a week. And because of Sister Devin, the troublemaking Devin.
Yeah.
She just had to be I'm gonna add Jalen. I don't know if they want to do this. Invite them to speak up in here and see, so I can have my little group of panel of other people if they want to say something. And my moderators, of course. Hey, how you doing, Devin? I'm talking to Sister Annette.
I'm looking at your room, and you didn't put it under your actual room.
Okay, so how do I do that?
I don't know. You have to probably go into your own club, you know,
your club that you made, the Dr. Randy Short, and open that up. Okay,
I don't know how to do it. So we probably just have to leave out this room quietly
and
open that one.
Yeah, I think you need to title a room. You probably need to back out of this and then create a title before you open a room up.
Okay, start a room. Okay, we'll do this. Dr. Randy Lancaster Short. Okay, I'm back.
Okay. Yeah,
okay,
Dr. Short.
Okay, so I see Khalil.
Okay, now, I know that you know Dr. Sion. Do you have any comments on what's going on with Dave Chappelle from his Netflix
David Chappelle and Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say this. I don't know Dave Chappelle. I've met him off and on over the last, say, let me say the first time I think I met Dave would have been 1985.
Mm-hmm.
That's 15 plus. So I met Dave maybe 36 years ago. Okay.
Okay, he was.
I met Dave.
Yes.
I met Dave at his grandmother's house. Dave's grandmother is the great aunt of my best friend from high school, as well as the sister that I went to the prom with, Dave's cousins in D.C. Went to school with me. So I met Dave when I was about 21. I'm now 56.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dave's mom was a grandmother, I'm sorry, was a very powerful black businesswoman who was very active in the civil rights movement. She would help people like Paul Robeson, Thurgood Marshall. She knew them all. I just got permission from Dave's mom to do more research on his grandmother, who I'm certain has an FBI file because of all
sure
the stuff she's doing. This woman was kicking everybody in the ass, raising money. She's one of the very first black women in this country to become a major real estate developer with not just black clients. So Dave Chappelle's grandmother is from the Caribbean, and they moved here. I don't know. And but he has family from here and family from I said Grenada. I'm fairly certain it's Grenada. If it's Grenada, it's Dominica. It's one of the two. Forgive me for not having that clear. I'm saying Caribbean, but I believe it's one of the two islands. And I've seen – I don't follow everything Chappelle does. I like some of the show. I haven't seen any other comedy specials, but this last one I did watch, it was more him giving his point of view than it being funny.
Yeah.
I have to say to you, I fell asleep. I tried to watch it twice. Mm-hmm. I fell asleep twice. I'm not saying that it's not. It's very funny to some people. For me, at least he gets to say what he wants to say to millions of people. They have a problem if we say things similar to a few hundred.
Yeah.
So in reality, Dave has been given a platform to speak and to say things that I think should be said. But in a nutshell, I didn't find it funny. I did find it strong from his point of view. I think that it was nowhere near as anti-gay or as these people are lying about it. It's bullshit. And the person that put all this stuff out is a little black drag queen that's been fired by Netflix. I'm glad they fired his ass. And no one's saying sex or race discrimination. You bitch ass sexuality coon. You shouldn't have had a job, little dick fucking asshole. Okay.
Yes.
So that's how I feel about the person that bothered Dave. If you listen to the show carefully, Dave never said that he hated gay people. Dave never said he hated trans people. Dave said actually he liked, had love for, and respect for gay people, but he resented gay people getting way more social benefits, rights, and everything, and yet they're supposed to on the same level as insulting. You call a gay person a name, you're in jail, or you lose your job, or you get destroyed for life. You murder a black person, and people raise several million dollars for you, like Dylan Roth in South Carolina. How is that the same? Gay isn't the new black. Drive in your fucking lane, we'll drive in ours. I think that's a legitimate thing to say. Dave has said this stuff before. When you see Chappelle, he'll tell you he doesn't like this extremist bully gay stuff. At the same time, the gay mayor of Washington, D.C., who hates black people's guts, Muriel Bow Wow Proud Boy Bowser, only thing woke about her is her sex toys. And maybe Donna Brazile is allegedly her girlfriend. You know, their big John Thompson-looking broad. Yeah, the one that's a Democrat that's always in the news. It looks like John Thompson, the former coach of the Georgetown basketball team, the Hoyas. She looks like John Thompson with the nose job and a processed hair. Heat-treated hairdo, okay, or weave. I don't give a damn. Donna Brazile is a coon. Donna Brazile is an asshole. But gay people, he's been nice to gay people. If you read the New York Post talked about a drag queen named Daphne that Dave Chappelle was all busted up crying over. So Dave Chappelle doesn't hate drag queens. People don't want to hear that the nastiness and the despicableness of fucked up racist ass sodomites and others is they're racist, they're nasty pigs. Black people have always had sexual problems because we've been the victims of all kinds of stuff white people and predatory Negroes and others have done. So if I say to you I hate pedophilia, I know folks that got molested when I was young. I've always been around people who had sexual issues and had to learn how to live with them. My English teacher in high school had titties for the first 2 years. Mr. Vernon Williams, real talk. Just look it up. The man had silicon titties and would proposition the young men in school. Real talk.
Well, back then they didn't allow that stuff.
Yeah, they did too. It's a goddamn lie. I've always seen it. It's in church.
Well, I never seen it. I didn't see it.
Well, because you're blind, Antoinette. I've had to see this my whole life. So this idea of black folks being down on gay people, period, isn't really a real story. Some black folks are harder on it than others. Some black folks are more tolerant of it. Okay, but it's everywhere, and it's going to be everywhere because black folks have been literally castrated. The women have been masculinized. The men have been emasculated. And so you're going to have issues. You've marginalized black men economically where it's hard to get a job. These young black men that want to go into the music business, they don't want to suck an old Jewish man's penis or lick his navel. But they do want to make money if they're trying to get from a desperate situation. They can't get the capital. The same people that want their dicks and navel sucked are the same people that won't lend you credit based on where you're from. So someone sucks a dick to either be able to get money to sell weed or dope so they can have something. So this sexual confusion and sexual predation and filth has always, it's part of us being ruled by people who hate our guts. So black folks have always had to deal with this stuff. But racist, nasty, degenerate, sodomite crackers conflate a black person saying, I don't want you teaching my child to suck a dick in school when they're in the first grade, when you can't teach them reading, writing, or arithmetic. They equate that to the white gay boys that killed Matthew Shepard out west. I mean, me not wanting my kid to be taught to suck a dick is some sort of bigotry against white billionaire sissies. Really? When Dave Chappelle said what he said, it was literally a whimper. Just let us live. And their reaction is, you can't live if you're not trying to suck my dick or me suck yours. And they would never do this to the Chinese. They don't do this to any other people in the country but us because, one, black people are ruled by sodomites, black sodomites, black lesbian sodomites, and black male simp sodomites rule our people. The Boule, the National Congress of Black Churches, the NAACP, that's sissified, all of the stuff, that's how they've always ruled us, through our black sodomites, are the house niggers of white supremacy. And that's why it was the black sodomite that came after Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
You have to understand, these black sissies go and suck on and do stuff with white people, and they figure if they've got white lovers, like black women have a white man, and they think that they better than other black people. Sally Hemings' ass lived and died a slave no matter how much pussy she gave Thomas Jefferson. And I want to say to all the black sodomites out there, no matter how much white asshole you lick, no matter how much dick you suck, no matter how much yeast munchies you lick off a white woman's vagina under her hood, sisters, you're a nigger till the day you die in this country. And this whole thing is to muddy the water, and it's bullshit. Mind you, in this entire discourse I just said, I never said deny housing, health care, or opportunities, or access or association to people who are black and sodomite. You didn't hear that. I don't even talk like that. I couldn't. Growing up, I lived 1 mile from Howard University. I've been around black sodomites my whole life. They run the show. They have everything. Everything is under it. And I'll tell you something. The black culture is set up to promote sodomite rule because the average black man thinks as long as he has some pussy juice sliding on his dick, he doesn't have to know how to read or write or even wipe his own ass or hold a job or even speak the English language because he got some pussy. And it doesn't matter if the pussy is 2 years old. As long as he was the one that went into the hole and the hole didn't go into him, he's okay. So black men are taught, if you got some pussy, you are owed a Nobel Prize, the Order of the British Empire. You're just such a great person. You had, and if you get some more pussy, just keep getting it. Don't ever stop. And the only other thing we could do is sports. So thinking and ruling and guiding of people
it's foreign. Black men are not taught this. And by the way, they're taught that by weak-ass black men who don't want competition from a new generation and out-of-order pork-chop feminists, insubordinate liar, black bitch traitors, black women that want to live as men and women. A lot of black women are basically hermaphrodites with pussies. They don't like when men are masculine. And I said it, lying-ass, bitch-ass black women are the big problem. They've been trained to castrate black men. Just think about it. Name to me, outside of Teddy Pendergrass, in the last 60 years, a major black male vocalist with a full beard. Black women don't like when black men look like men. So we have a culture that hates manhood. We have a culture that hates masculinity. Our most famous black singers are the ones who have voices most like black male singers. Voices most like females. Smokey Robinson, Michael Jackson, Prince. I can go on and on. You go to church, the men with the baritone voice like mine, they don't give them a solo. It's the man that can almost sing solo. Now, it's interesting. The black culture celebrates black women who act like dudes, like Harriet Tubman. Shit, I mean, that's the biggest one of all. Or are hard-looking. Like Mary McLeod Bethune, let me tell you something. If you had put her face on the headboard of a basketball thing, nobody would make a bucket. Even the ball would try to go another direction. I mean, the broad is hard to look at. Let me tell you something. If you were to make Mary McLeod Bethune's face a door knocker, nobody's house would get broken into. Way before ADT. That's a hard-looking, brutish-looking bro. I mean, her jaw, I mean, I'm telling you, Donkey Kong's jaw is shorter than hers. Now, yes, she started the school, and she did the garbage dump. In fact, they probably gave the garbage dump, just don't come around us with that ugly face. What, do you want a piece of land? Just go. I mean, they saw that ugly bro. I mean, I believe in civil rights. I believe in the second coming of Jesus. Just get the hell off of my face, please. And God have mercy if she had bad breath. Oh, my God. They could have put her into Germany and Hitler would have surrendered. The Japanese wouldn't have needed to be bombed. Just put a bag over that broad face.
And you know, she was the vice president. She was the vice president of my cousin Annie's school in D.C.
We have another ugly black woman, Lori Lightfoot. The nation's third or fourth largest city has this woman who looks like a gorilla nutsack with an afro.
She
completely fucked up everything. She's ugly. You can, too, be an ugly black woman, and there are a lot of them. And her attitude is fucked up, too, and she's eating white pussy. And I know people, we have to respect our leaders. That bitch ain't my leader. Only thing she could lead me to is to get facelift. Just looking at her makes me check to make certain I look okay. Damn.
Well, but, you know, what can we do when we have, you know, they're placed in office. They say that we vote them in, and I don't believe that everyone is voting these people in. I think that they're placed there. I don't believe we're voting them in. I believe
She was placed there by a homosexual friend of Barack Obama, Rahm Emanuel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Rahm Emanuel, I've met him. I've met Rahm Emanuel's boyfriend. He looked like Greg Brady. His pants were so tight.
Oh.
Literally, the back seam was going into the crack of his ass. That's like, damn. I mean, I saw this, y'all. This is not what I think. Pants so tight it was choking the circulation in his penis. I mean, those guys couldn't wait to leave the. When you live in D.C., you go out, you see these nasty ass people that rule us. They're freaks. We're ruled by sodomites, but they're not the majority. And the sodomites bear down on. Let me just tell you, I mean, because I've been under sodomite rule. D.C. is full of it. Real talk. I don't know about your city. I used to be, look, I halfway can sing, right? Halfway.
Yeah.
I used to be in the chapel choir for Howard, a big mistake. The chapel choir was directed by a notorious gay dude who used to visit my house, Dr.
Norris. I forget his first name. And Dr. Norris would have a pompadour bigger than Little Richard's, okay? I'm trying to tell you, look, my parents are fine arts majors, so when I tell you I used to see Chadwick Boseman and other people, and I mean, this, I've seen them my whole life. I remember Debbie Allen, Dick Teasing Niggas on 4th Street. And I'm going back 50 years with her Dick Teas. I've seen it with my own fucking eyes. I don't care what people have to say. I don't give a damn if you don't like it. And I said, who? And Debbie Allen was Dick Teas Niggas in front of the quad. I've seen it with my own eyes. If I was lying, did I ain't lying. So now we're going to talk about Howard. And I've sent you Dr. Norris's choir. They had scholarships if you were gay. I didn't get no money.
I remember a scholarship if you were gay.
Of course.
If you were gay, they gave a scholarship?
Yes, you got money. Look, this is an ancient history. Wait a minute. Just listen to me. The students at Howard University went on strike 4 years ago in 2018 because all of the money, the financial aid money, was going to preferentially, in particular, there was one gay boy that had $500,000 in financial aid. Let me just break it down to you. Even with me staying in the dorms, everything else, at Howard, I borrowed at the most six figures. That boy got four times more money than I did, and I was there twice as long.
Okay.
So certain people got stuff. If they were fucking the people in the financial aid office, there was one there before. They tried to throw me out of Howard because I brought up something. I never said who. And they escorted that motherfucker out of the A building at gunpoint. Back, this is like, wow, 22 years ago, I wrote an article for the Howard student paper called Don't Bone the PhDs. And I was talking about the Howard University sexual harassment code being written in favor that administrators could screw staff and students, just not teachers. Teachers couldn't get none, I guess because they're smart. Like black people, we don't think intelligent people should get shit, yet we go to other people who hate our guts and expect them to do the thinking for us. Same way black women don't fuck smart men, they fuck dumb ones. And black men like dumbass women. Sisters, if you don't want a nigga to bother you for pussy, hold up a thick science book, walk around, nigga, oh, I can't fuck her, my dick feels sleepy now. Right, because we've been taught that being black is stupid, being black is ignorant. Now back to Howard. The students had to shut the school down, and they were saying they wanted their damn money. Where's my damn money? Because the straight students were going hungry, living in homeless shelters. And the gay students were like traveling the world. This dude has pictures in front of the canals of Venice and Paris and shit. And by the way, when this truth came out, you know who came to the defense of this young sodomite? Roll over Martin.
Oh, really?
Nigga, where you living, you jack-o'-lantern looking punk-ass nigga? Roll over Martin. Roll over. And I think he's been rolled over. And he was so sensitive to that boy. He probably wanted to know what $500,000 booty felt like, the way he was talking to her. I said that too. Fuck you, Roland Martin. And Roland Martin is a bitch-ass nigga who lives in Loudoun County where they're teaching the kids how to suck dick in elementary school. The white people have risen up. If you haven't heard Roland Martin say a goddamn thing. Roland Martin must think it's good for boys to talk about sucking real estate agents' dicks when they're 5 and 6 years old. Do you, Roland Martin?
Oh, no.
Where's your
wife?
That's not good.
No, he's not good. I thought he was married.
And by the way, he's Boule. The Boule is for the sodomite agenda. The whole Greek thing is the Greeks were into homosexuality. If you named yourself for something that's into homosexuality, then you're into it too, whether you participate or not. And what I'm trying to say to you is HBCUs are sodomite incubators. Wherever they are, you have a lot of confused niggas because the Greeks are there. So like I said, when I was in the choir, I didn't get any money. I wasn't gay. And on top of that, you got persecuted. You didn't get to sing solo if you weren't gay. No matter how good your voice was. On top of that, the gays, I remember one time me and this other guy who's now a big real estate person, because they decided
for all the people saying, is Mr. Short gay? He talked to me. Well, the gay people didn't claim me. They hated my ass, and they hated me and Mr. Kevin Johnson. And I remember this dude, this big bull gay dude, is about 6'2", strong. That's a big, strong-ass gay people. I don't think that gay men are weak, nothing like that. I just think that they have sex with people the same sex. It's a fact. And I said, why do y'all want to be in? Why do you guys want to be in our choir? Why are you in our choir? And it implied, why are you straight guys in our black gay choir?
Okay.
We only want to be around other dudes that suck dick and get fucked in the ass, and you guys are messing with our vibe here.
Oh.
And it didn't matter if we didn't bother them, no jokes, nothing. Just they resented the fact, if you're going to be around us, we want access. I don't like looking at a dude I can't fuck. I don't like seeing a dude with pants on. I can see the shape of the ass, and there's not a prayer under God's heaven that I can, like, slide up in there. That's a reminder that something's wrong with me. So you have to understand, gay folk collect themselves into little dick-sucking, carpet-munching ghettos, and they don't like, in other words, they need to be reinforced. My asshole is as good as Beyonce's pussy. I'm sorry, I disagree. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you're a liar. Beyonce's pussy. I mean, it's probably up on Mount Olympus with as many gold medals as Jesse Owens got, times 10. A man's ass isn't equal to a vagina. And a woman putting a splinterless wooden object in another woman's pussy does not feel as good as dick, which is why a whole bunch of lesbians are bisexual. In fact, there's a big thing here in D.C. These women will sign a contract. You can fuck me in my pussy as much as you want, but you can't be my man. If I get pregnant, you can't be around the kid. You can tear this pussy up. I like your dick. I don't want you. A lot of guys, a lot of brothers out here who fuck lesbians. That's why lesbians are treated like superheroes by sorry-ass black men, because they figure, man, all that pussy with no marital responsibility, no child support shit, and I could just fuck her in her pussy and, like, bust my nut and relieve my left and right nut and not have to be responsible. I like them hoes. The people that they hate, straight women that want to get married, want a little bit of relationship. And by the way, these niggas got a brain the size of a blow pop. They can't intimate or get close to a woman's soul, even in the same fucking bed, looking in the bitch in the eye. In fact, that's why people like fucking women in the ass or doggy style. It's because they have empty souls. Okay, I like looking into a woman's eyes. I can't imagine looking at the back, especially with the weave and shit. You got some artificial Korean shit, or they shave some stuff off of some Chinese communist yak and shit, and that's on someone's head, and that's what I'm looking at, making love. Fuck all that. And fuck all y'all that like it. That's some degenerate shit. Yes, I hope I've pissed off. If I pissed off a coon today, good. I love when coons are mad. Fuck coons. All of them. So back to Dave Chappelle. Oh, by the way, the whole gay thing, gay people rule black people. Black people are the slaves to gays. All gays rule all black people. Liberal is another word for gay. And conservatives are gay, too. they'll fuck in a hotel. A liberal will do it in the park. They're still fucking you.
Yeah,
and,
no matter which way you go, it's still sex.
Look, Harlem Renaissance is a sexuality coon, pussy, ass, nut sack and titty swap up between black gays and white gays. The Renaissance is that blacks living in the cities could now fuck their white liberal and conservative friends and, you know, Langston Hughes reading poetry, probably getting popped in the booty. All of them were gay. Zora Neale Hurston, fucking a white woman. Elaine Locke. So back to what I was saying earlier. Black people have a degenerate culture that basically creates an avenue in such a way that blacks that are allowed to develop their intellectual, artistic talent who are not chasing heterosexual sex, they end up getting everything. Gay dude go to the meeting.
think about it, and I always say this to people,
and the biggest bitches in the country are straight black bitches. Why do I say that? Every other group of men recognize that they need one another, and they can come together. They may play sports. Sports is a means to organize and teach people to work together for resistance or for attack or self-defense.
Yeah.
For black men, sports is a way to be a bitch prima donna like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's sorry ass. I wish they kicked him out of the NBA now when he punched a white dude. If his ass was broke, he'd be talking some different shit. Black men are bitches. Black men are bitches. Black men are cowardly, egocentric, narcissistic bitches. Straight black men. Because
Not all of them.
If black men weren't bitches, we would unite and people wouldn't fuck with us. Dave Chappelle's show wouldn't have even made a difference. The reason that Dave Chappelle's show is significant is he's a person, at least on the surface, that is not gay, that's black and male, that said we're tired of this shit. And the whole system comes down on him. There should have been a million black men to say, fuck Hulu. If y'all fuck with Dave, we come get you. Black men are bitches.
Yes, that's how I feel. You know, Ben, you know, stop watching Netflix. Bitches. Cancel your subscription.
They won't work together. They won't stick together. They're bitches. If black men stuck together, the hard-headed, pork-chop, feminist, Jezza bitches, they'd be forced to get in line. You don't see Muslim women out of order, no matter how much of a dyke they are under those robes, their asses will get checked because the Muslim men, whether they have a bogus Islam or not, don't tolerate shit as men as a collective. The biggest problem that we have as a people are bitch-ass, fag-ass, traitor-ass, pedophile, lying, grifter nigger preachers. If these nigger preachers were about shit, we'd have one strong black church. That's the Greek Orthodox Church, the Syrian These motherfuckers came together to have one goddamn church so they could be a power block. Black men are catty and bitchy. They do not stick together. They choose not to. They choose not to. They refuse to. Dr. King didn't have to die. Malcolm didn't have to die. Huey didn't have to die. Floyd George's druggy porno pedophile ass didn't have to die if black men stuck together. They can stick together butt-fucking and suck a dick, but they can't stick together to be united as a power force to liberate our people. It's disgusting to me to work a job and the other black man runs from me like I've got typhoid or tuberculosis. I didn't ask him to lose his job. So can you say hi? All the other white people watching the hostility laughing at the other black person. I said, why so mean? Because the only real power that black men choose to use is to murder one another, to fuck one another, to fuck each other's women or children, or get in the way or snitch out. And that's why the sodomites have so much power in our community. And that gets back to my point. Every year for when this pandemic happened, all across the country, you had Black Gay Pride Month. And black men that suck dick and lick assholes and eat poo-poo came together around sucking dick and drinking cum to show solidarity around a program that their own community doesn't like. And I asked someone who accused me of being a gay rights advocate, I said, how come straight black men can't do this? And someone says, what's wrong with you? Are you a faggot? So in other words, wanting straight black men to unite around self-defense, food, shelter, money. That's gay. But they didn't have a criticism of the men coming together to suck dick and drink nut. And I'm trying to think, okay, black men are bitches. This is a fundamental problem. Community knows it. That's why they bully us. They know if someone speaks up and tells the truth that's black and straight. All the straight men says, man, that's your problem. I get some pussy tonight. That's why the Klan could lynch one black person at a time. Well, man, that's his problem. That's his cabin. That's how they fucked with the Indians, too. And by the way, the Indians have a culture of, the Native Americans have a culture that's dual spirit. In fact, much of the modern white sodomite movement borrows from the Native Americans who had a gay problem, too. Just saying. Now, look. When I asked, when I hold on, let me finish this. When I asked the person why couldn't black men come together around maybe banking or like jobs, I never got an answer. And in fact, I'll tell you something about black men. Black men act like having to help another black man is like having to pull their pants down and get fucked in the ass. If you ever been a student in school and had a black male teacher, they didn't. It reminded me of having white teachers. I had white teachers that wouldn't, you raise your hand and they wouldn't call you because you were black. When I went to school with black people, the black male teachers wouldn't call you because they only want to talk to the young woman who they were trying to fuck. So you had no value. I don't know what it's like really to have academic support from black male teachers. They basically, you come and ask them a question, well, why don't you read the book? Young woman come in, oh, yes, sister, well, here's the answer. You want to see the answer key? And I wasn't jealous of the sisters getting preferential treatment from the black female and male teachers. I just wish people wouldn't lie and talk about the failures of young black men without recognizing the backstabbing simp ass and simps. Wherever you have simps, you have lots of gayness and bisexuality, and you have lots of pork chop feminism. Simp black men, you might fuck women in the pussy, but you're not a man. What makes men strong is men that have the women unified behind them and they're unified with other males. Black men get the unity with the women but think they don't need other men. And they bitch about the Klan. What makes the Klan important? It's a group of white men that hate black people. It's a group of white sodomites called Nazis. It's a group. It's people being together, and I should be able to be around and with and associate with black men and it not be something about dicks and assholes. And it's interesting, black men, in particular the bitch-ass traitor black pastors, if all of them died of COVID, the bad ones, we'd have a fighting chances of people to survive, even the ones that want to be pastors. If all the coon-ass, fake-ass religious teachers in our community died right now, we'd have a chance. The church is the bastion. I should say the church is actually the people. The buildings of worship run by degenerate, filthy, liar, bitchy, catty men who don't have any other skill or trade other than pimping without hitting anybody and castrating other black males. Oh, well, I don't think that you could work with our youth program. You've got an NBA ring on, and I think that that's going to your head. And so we're going to have our 80-year-old Sister Morris teach the youth basketball class. This is the kind of shit that bitch-ass preachers do. I prayed 30 years ago. My prayer has been answered. Y'all going to see this. There are going to be more pastors shot, killed, carjacked, dogged in our black community in the coming few years. In particular, when people find out that they got paid off of this pandemic and that they poisoned mothers, grandmothers, children under the name of the leaders, you're going to see an epidemic of crime against black preachers. And I thank God for it. It can't come fast enough. I'd like to see T.D. Jakes' ass get carjacked. He'd probably offer some pussy. Nobody would want this. He's bald-headed too. Oh, my God, man, they probably give him the car back. Ooh, get out the car, start vomiting. I mean, these preachers,
we know all of the problems. What do we do for solutions? You know, get here and what do we do to pick up?
One solution for Dave Chappelle is everybody that can needs to write Netflix and tell them that if they cut Dave Chappelle, they're going to cut off their Netflix subscription. And they'll do that to anything. Yes. And by the way, if they put another show up with anybody black and gay, they'll cut their subscription. They will destroy Netflix. Black people have to learn, you know, we only destroy one another. Why can't we hurt people that hate us? That's the one thing I have to say, little Negro that shot police down in Louisiana, not that I encourage that, but at least he hurt someone other than another black male who's not trying to fight them. This is the kind of cowardice that passes itself off for being black manhood. Bullshit. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's one.
Yeah.
Tell Netflix and all the people, we're going to get you. We'll cut the homo shit. We don't want anymore. If you put a NASDAQ special, we're out. Anything. If you put Billy Porter's silly ass up there, you're out. For the churches, it's easy. Stop going. Meet like my fellowship does over Zoom or you can even do Clubhouse. Stop supporting rotten ass, traitor ass black leadership. If you're a Greek, stop fucking lying. It's all about hedonism and bullshit. Quit. Stop supporting it. Pull your kids out of school. I mean, some of this, half the shit is common sense. Just don't do shit that goes along with this. No. If a dude asked you, if I asked you for some pussy, and you said, no, isn't that the end of it? The next thing is rape, and you've got legal recourse. Right. No, I'm going to be sure. Don't be weak. You're acting like that bitch on the subway in Philly. No.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. Come on now. No.
Okay, so no. When you say no, that's it. No is supposed to mean no.
That's
and
right.
So if black folks stop doing this, in fact, stop voting for the Democratic Party. You got a black congressperson, call them, tell them you hate their ass and that you're going to vote against them. All we have to do is stop going along to get along. I don't want to fit in. You don't want a penis to fit up your ass. Why do you want to fit into a system? Well, some of y'all do want a penis to fit up your ass. Okay. And you'll get the colorectal cancer and shit. I think like that dude that was on Oz. He gets cancer 1 year and dies. That colorectal cancer kills real fast. And they want all the black men to die with something up their ass. And we're helping them. And by the way, I didn't say I hate black gay. Never said that. But stop betraying us. Stop being part of it. Just because you wear chaps and you have a bubble ass and white men are nice to you while they can use you until they throw you away, recognize that you're not white. And I'm not even tripping on white folk. I don't hate white folk. I don't hate anyone. I hate oppression. I hate injustice. I hate racism. I hate Luciferianism. I hate Satanism. I hate debauchery. I hate pedophilia. And I hate feminism. And a lot of black men think that feminism's cool because people have pussy believe in it. I mean, every time it comes out of pussy, black men are so fucking stupid. So you asked about Dave Chappelle. He didn't really say that much, that other people aren't saying harder on black social media every day that gets shut down and blocked. In fact, Dave went overboard to be nice, to tell you how he liked gay people and how he's with the Stonewall gays, and he would like to try a glory hole, as odd as that is for a straight man. Why would you want to do some ritual that gay people do, anonymous sex and shit? But anyway, maybe that was a joke. I fell asleep. If I watch it again, I'll fall asleep. And I think it's sad that this guy, the basketball player who makes all this money, wait a minute, all these black athletes and entertainers, Tricky Minaj, the only people that can speak to this bullshit going on are weaponized, bought and paid, pampered black celebrities, the only people that have the right to speak. And since then, the pockets of the people who hate our guts, they only say but so much.
Yeah.
We need to stop worshiping these people. Niggas need to find out about God, the one true God, and I ain't talking about that stupid Afrocentric Eastern religion bullshit that niggas are on too. Because the more we get into this dumb shit that's not in the Bible, the more fucked up we become as a people. I don't care who doesn't like it. And I had some nigga with, man, you gonna be a slave to something. I said, so you'd rather be a slave to a pedophile than a slave to the Most High God? You think that makes a lot of sense? We're still slavery. Nigga, I put this, I muted his ass. You know what a lot of dumb niggas think? Because they can read a book, they've got understanding. They don't. It comes from God. A lot of y'all are cursed. And your kids are cursed. That's why they're dying in the streets. And even the woman you dipped your penis in was cursed. A lot of sisters in the witchcraft. It's killing us. Teen suicide, all this shit you see all over the country, black people, comes from black people turning their back on God. Something kept these crackers from killing us 400 years. Something has. And it certainly hasn't been us unified. It has to be God. Ungrateful motherfuckers need to repent. Anyway, next question, please.
Okay. Well, now, we have all of these different entities that are working against us. Look at what they're spraying in the air, the food that they're giving us. I mean, so there's a lot of things that is coming against not only the black man, but the black family, you know, the woman and the children. So, you know, can we say that everything is our fault? You know, we're not the ones that are putting these politicians in office. We're not the ones that made these laws, you know, where with this homosexual agenda, you know, with the homosexual manifesto that they have brought into existence that they've been working on since the 60s.
Well, I should not hear you, and I'm going to do some reverse pussy psychology. It's very important.
Okay.
Everyone should learn. Even if you have a man come and give you an STD, and he did it with malice and forethought, it's your pussy. Do you sit up and talk about all the things that led you getting the gonorrhea, syphilis, or whatever, or do you deal with the fact that there's a contaminant or a yeast infection that's up your crotch? And we have to look at everything as if it's a pussy. Because I know black people understand pussy and dick. So we're going to just talk pussy and dick. That's the only way I can get through this conversation. Everything is your fault from the minute you recognize that you've been contaminated. Doesn't matter what happened. When you have a problem, basically it's all you. If you solve the problem, you can deal with the other things that led to it happening. But most immediately, deal with you. That's why I use the example of your vagina. So you can talk about the candlestick man and the butcher and the baker and all of that, but you're the one with the stuff up in your pussy and, you know, you got like viruses and shit acting like Black Lives Matter, setting everything on fire, like an Antifa. You can either deal with the contamination or you can get into the analysis of how the contamination got there. We know, enough of us know how it got this way and why. What we have not done is taken the steps to correct it. We're either waiting for another nigga that will come along that's willing to fucking hotel motels and travel the country 200 days a year and get shot in the balcony like Dr. King, or someone like Malcolm X to get gunned down in front of his family at a young age. We're waiting for a damn messiah when we already have one, and we already have stuff we can do. If we did stuff, for example, food. Again, I will blame black women. Who buys the food for the family? Who's buying potato chips and all this processed shit because niggas can't cook and don't fuck half the time? That's why dudes are getting their blowjobs from men. The food desert issue, if black women could get nutritious food for black people in the 1870s, I don't want to hear fucking squat about what can't get done now. I mean that. Who's preparing food in the home? Food desert my ass. You know what? Niggas can go to Las Vegas and can't go 10 miles to a good grocery store, 5 miles to a good grocery store. Fucking liars. Niggas can organize to go to the casinos to gamble. I lived for a while in one of the townships in South Africa, and these semi-literate niggas busted to pieces by apartheid had organized van services to take people to the store. I know because I was in it. I went to the store. They took you far distances away. South Africa set up to make certain that nothing is near where the black people live. I don't think that traveling long distances to a white store is the answer, but in the short term. So you could just, in fact, I got a SNAP card. I was unemployed. I love that shit. And actually, SNAP gives you enough money if you spend it on food. Oh, my God, I had a whole pound of scallops last night, fried them. They were wonderful. Thank you, taxpayers. Mm-hmm. There are a whole bunch of people on SNAP. There's no reason that they don't have money for food. They give you sufficient money, okay? So, you know, I buy all the bag salads and shit so mom and I don't have to cook. There's no excuse. And y'all should apply. Get some fucking SNAP. It's not just for crackers anymore. Get it. There are people I know with jobs, $30,000, $40,000 a year that get SNAP. To me, I see there's a coupon, like an American Express card. Wellman bet. Everyone that called in, your balance is $500. Shit. I'm going to buy me some lamb steak. That's not the full answer either. In every city in this country, there are people who are now growing gardens. When you look, it's all white people. It's a big, look, I was working in the garden in Kentucky, and all the niggas were sitting there watching us. Sorry ass black men smoking weed, but you know what? Come and steal the food out of the garden, but wouldn't help you grow anything. Frankly, like I said, I hate Corona. It's a bioweapon, but if it gets rid of the useless, hard-headed, incorrigible niggas, if they all die, bless God. You won't work with me, can't help you, can't show you. You just want to drink and fuck. Those people are already dead. They're already damned. It doesn't matter if they sprayed shit in the air. They'd find something. Did you know that if you take enough X-lax, that you can get high? So now people are binging on X-lax. Pretty soon you're not going to be able to get stuff to help you shit because white kids binge on X-lax. I don't know. I don't understand this shit.
But know that. So.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. Now, watch. Some nigga in here's going to start taking X-lax and shit, and the price going to go up. Ooh, black people buying X-lax. My God, if they made X-lax sandwiches like they did at Popeye's, we'd be killing each other. Man, that thing helped my mother so good. Man, she didn't need a gastro. Anyway.
Oh,
we can feed ourselves. There's a National Black Pharmacists Association headed by my cousin, Dr. Boyd. People could send money to them. Do you know there are black farmers that will bring food to your door? I have a farmer. I'm trying to think what his last name is. He's in Virginia. And you tell him what you want to grow, he'll grow it and bring it to you at a discount. There were people. I met a farmer, Terrell, down in Kentucky. You give this man $1,000 or $2,000, they put in the ground, then they bring you about $5,000, $6,000, $8,000 worth of food.
We could do this, but
we're not doing it. And when people tell, you know, niggas do with information, they become secretive, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I worked in catering for 9 years. When Hispanics learned about jobs, they told their other friends about it. When a black person learned about jobs, he kept it to himself. And what ended up happening is the Hispanics would go en masse, and they would systematically drive the little bitch-ass, catty-ass, coward-ass, backstabbing, liar, trick-ass, simp-ass black men out. And that's a whole area where nobody gets any work because somebody's so much more important than the next person. By the way, preaching's the same fucking way. That's why we have a trillion black church denominations. We may have a million black Christians. Same shit. The answer is change of heart. I'll tell people, repent. Tell God you're sorry. You're sorry for being fucked up. Stop killing babies. Just don't kill the damn baby. And don't fuck someone you don't know that you're not married to. And don't marry the sorriest ass black man that you can find, black women. You know you want to be a lesbian. You know you'd rather munch pussy than have a nigga dick you in your pussy. So what you do is you pick a sorry ass black man that's bad. And people feel so sorry for you that you just be a lesbian because I've heard for all these mentors. You know, a man can't do that. He can't say pussy was so bad to me that I have to suck dick. We have standards for black men, even though we don't follow them. I could never say pussy so bad. She heard me. I like men now. You'd have to say, man, I just like dick. I'd be like, man, you twisted. You always was weird, contrary motherfucker. Right. But a woman, he hit me. That bitch hit him 10 times. He swung back. That's why I'm with women. Then the woman's beating her ass all the time. She don't talk about it.
Oh, my. Dr. Short, we do have a caller with their hand up.
We're going to stop at midnight, so we have another half hour, and I certainly hope, if I've infuriated a feminist out there, if there's someone out there that is looking in the mirror and recognizing that they've got, you know, steps on their neck, and they've got enough dark circles around their eyes to be an owl with no rat in their mouth, great. Long live Kevin Samuels. Long live Kevin Samuels. Good.
No, I can't say that. I cannot say that.
Long live God bless Kevin Samuels. It's not enough. I don't even watch him. I just know it makes sisters mad. And the same way that Dave Chappelle said stuff about sisters, black men need to learn, start saying what they actually feel about shit to black women, whether they like it or not.
It's part of being a human being. You, I'm not everywhere.
Yes, it is.
You're so sweet, my queen. Oh, my queen. Hey, nigga, the next thing you do is shoot the woman in the head when they fight over a lottery ticket. This is ridiculous. So, no, we need to start being honest. Be true to yourself. You know, it's interesting that gay people can be honest. The dude that wants to be a woman will tell you what to be a woman. And the man dealing with the asshole, insubordinate, pork chop feminist man, well, I'm making it. I'm making it. They fuck 2-3 times a year.
Oh, my. Okay,
I mean,
I'm going to bring the caller in.
It's time to have a rebellion. It's time, not just for Dave Chappelle, black men need to start rebelling against all this bullshit. Stop.
Yes.
I don't care how you feel about it. I hate feminists. I fucking hate this shit. More black, I hate it. I hate women looking and acting like men. I hate it. I don't like it. It's not pretty. It's ugly. Lizzo looks like a sack of Vidalia onions and shit with the colored little stripes and shit. Bitch, lose some weight. I don't care if she can sing. She should be a background singer. She's so fat. When you lose some weight, maybe we'll give you a solo.
Okay, let me bring in the caller. Area code 732.
Good day and highest exaltation to all of you. I have three questions. My first question is, what is SNAP and can anybody get that?
Oh, what is SNAP? It's food stamp, supplemental nutrition program. They call it SNAP. They call it SNAP. They change the name to make it. They even give you a card and shit. It's like my American Express card. I do not leave home without it. You understand? I feel.
I got you.
Card.
Yes. And you spoke of the black farmers, Dr. Boys.
Like reparations, huh?
Oh, go on. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were still going. What were you saying about reparations?
It's like reparations in these overpriced stores. Let me tell you something. If you want to feel some hate, get some shrimp or something like that, and people see you pull out a SNAP card, and all the motherfuckers paying straight cash be angry, be hating. Do you really want the Dutch chocolate cocoa? And Kate says, "Oh yeah, I want." In fact, can you charge me?
I can imagine.
Yes. To go out and get another expensive item and shit. I mean, people be hating. I was in Costco. Bitch almost had a stroke. Saw the shit I got.
I know.
I had salmon patties. They were good, like $20 a bag. I had two.
Yeah, you got that's right. Eat good.
You know what? That's liberating. I see why sisters don't want to get married when they get this stuff. It's reliable. You can count on it more than you can your man's piece getting hard. You just slide the shit in. I love it. Oh, so people should get it. There's nothing wrong with having it. It's there. In fact, you know, for years, when I was a student hustling, the way I had a schedule was hard to work, I would never get this thing. I would never try. I knew people getting it. I never bothered because I figured someone's worse off than me. They need it. You know, don't.
That's what happened.
You know, leave it. No, hold on. When they ruined this economy, shutting everything down, I was doing my freelance work in the National Archives. Getting paid about $60 an hour doing research for people. The National Archives has been closed for over almost 2 years. The places, every time you find some place you make money, they shut this shit down.
Yeah.
The government, since the government did this, as I said, this is a form of reparations. I love the card, and I'm telling you, if my SNAP card could double as an inflatable doll, that thing be having triplets because I'd wear that thing out. I'd love it. I can't.
Oh.
I mean, when it runs out, it's okay. But let me tell you, the scallops were good. I mean, oh, my God, Brussels sprouts. Shit. But you normally, when you say it's like $2 a pound, you don't do it. I buy stuff by the volume weight. Oh, my God, ever since that snap, I just take my chance on it. Just buy it.
Yeah.
Had
plus Trader Joe's has very good products.
I went to Aldi's, too. Then you really stretch it, right?
Oh, Aldi's, too.
And by the way, the food price is about to go to the ceiling. You better get yourself a SNAP card. They're pushing everything up. Joe Biden has completely fucked this country up. I know that Antoinette likes Joe Biden, but that wicked, nasty, pedophile,
I wouldn't say I like him. I don't like him.
That he's a piece of shit. He's a liar. He's fucking up the HBCUs. He's got mandated everybody. He's made niggas the target. That's why they're pushing shots in barbershops. And they're pushing beauty parlors. Biden sits up planning for ways to fuck up black people. I fucking hate Joe Biden. I hope when the military, when their time runs out, that they can't, that they have to get vaccinated by. I mean, if a Navy SEALs team shoots up the White House, I'll be thanking the Lord. I'll get out my Mahalia Jackson records and start dancing, you know. But just some.
Do you have a nation of your own?
What do you mean? No, I don't have a nation.
Look,
of my
a nation.
Own. Oh, actually,
because
I do.
It seemed like you all were so strong, the way you can speak freely, free-spirited. And that seems like a nation.
No, no, Frederick Douglass was speaking freely when Negroes were enslaved. The problem is, sister who called in, most Negroes choose to be cowardly, weak, and ununited.
Yeah.
So it's a choice. Yeah. I agree with Kanye, the son of my best buddy in the early 90s, Mr. Raymond West. Slavery is a choice. Not having
children. It sure is, yes. Because if more people spoke out like you and the other people, we would be free. But it's our choice to be in bondage.
It's a choice. And I was reading the second book of Kings. Yeah, I need to read this Bible. It talks about wickedness makes people weak enough for them to be conquered. Black people's problem is that they're wicked. The black male is wicked. You know what? If the black men had their acts together, we wouldn't have all this murder and stuff going on. We could focus in on the police. I mean, I know folks would rather shoot you for a mistaken identity than stand up to a cop kicking their mom in the head with Doc Martens on.
Yes, that's a fact.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And by the way, I didn't ask for anyone to do anything, anyone that's a policeman.
But I
am saying it wouldn't be that difficult. Nothing's too great for God. Black people don't want God. Black people are not with God. Folks think because they're croon churches everywhere that black people have some relationship with God. We do. The God of this world, which is Satan. We become a Luciferian community. We're quite wicked, and we're proud of it. I've seen
are you Christian?
Girls have it. Well, of course I'm Christian.
Okay.
And happily one. But not a coon Christian. I don't serve a white Jesus that wants Negroes enslaved.
What kind did you say? A coon?
I'm not a coon Christian.
Most black people
worship white people. They say they're Christians, but they worship white people. They worship white power, white money, white sex, white inclusion. That's what they want. They'll live and die for it. I mean, the average black dude will die for a white woman he doesn't know than he would for his own mama. The average black woman will marry a broke-ass white dude and be happy, be married to a black millionaire he'd never have enough. We are idolaters. We do not want God. We turned our back on God. Civil rights movement taught us we've arrived. We don't need God anymore, and we're paying for it. So like the sisters that take the selfies in the abortion clinics or all the folks making porn. You know, Atlanta, they talk about all the movies made in Atlanta. Most of the movies that they're talking about are pornographic ones of black men screwing each other and all this degenerate stuff.
With
it's
the black
nasty.
Men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I have another question for you, too. I have two more. And I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Right.
You mentioned the Dr. Boyd and the black farmers. Is that just in the South?
It's all over the country, wherever people are willing to be involved.
Well, how do you get involved with that?
Look up National Black Farmers and Google. Reach out. His wife is wonderful.
National Black Farmers.
National Black Farmers Association. Forgive me for not remembering. Her name is Kara. Kara's a wonderful woman, beautiful woman. She worked for black women farmers, worked for women of color farmers.
Kara.
Good
people. K-A-R-A.
That's right. Put her name in. You'll find her right in Google. If Negroes look for truth and information like they did for weed and football games and all, we'd be the most intelligent people in the world. We have everything we need to get to where we need to go. The point is, do we want to cross Jordan and go into the promised land, or do we want to be rebels with the idols and die like Abiram and what's his fool's name? Dathan. We have to make a decision. Go with God or face these people with nuclear and bioweapons like this thing that's killing us now. Either go with God and have something or try to go up against these people divided and busted up like we are right now. And they brought the whole world, just the most diverse country. They brought people, they've even brought Eskimos here to hate black people's guts. And they
all
have
references.
And we don't have shit, and we don't want God either. Tell me that that's not a psychotic, fucked up group of people to not even want to bow down and ask God's intervention for what these people are doing to us. Not just here. They're about to vaccinate all the people in Africa. And, you know, the Africans love white people. I would like a shot, too. If a shot
hey, they started castrating African boys years and years ago. And the Chinese people went in there and was marrying the Africans taking our land and stuff. So, yeah.
Well, the
and you know what? I am.
They gave it to them. The Africans
they gave it to them,
No,
a lot of times one can... Go ahead.
The Chinese are lighter skinned. Anything that's light gets love.
Yeah.
They don't like each other, be killing each other and shit, hacking up whole villages. You know, you got a cut on one side of your cheek, they got a cut on the other one, that's how they get to it. Your cut is on your left cheek, so I have to kill you. My cut is on my right cheek. I mean, this is dumb shit that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you know what I've learned... Go ahead. I'm listening.
Go ahead. Finish.
I was just going to say, I've learned so much from you all. It was so interesting. It was comedy with facts. I really enjoyed you all.
Well, bless you. Come back. No, we're gonna blow this up, aren't we, Sister Antoinette? We got to do this. And, yes, I use foul language, but you know what? Certain people have foul lives. You're not going to find any child I've molested. I'm not bothering other people's wives. I'm not bothering other people's husbands or sons or children. I'm not stealing people's cars. I'm not telling them, if you sow a seed, give me your light bill. Give me your funeral plot bill money. And God bless you. I don't do things like that. I don't want to. And that's why I have to talk about no good preachers. In fact, sisters, the biggest, most criminal organization of black people in this country is called the National Congress of Black Churches. It is the largest organization of no good, crooked black preachers. By the way, they support abortion, eugenics, the vaccination mandate. They support the legalization of pedophilia. They support the trans agenda. They support illegals coming here to replace us. These are all preachers doing this.
Well,
I'm telling you, the day that black folks find out where they have a convention and come in and storm the building the way the white people did the Capitol, you know what? I don't have to agree with what they did, but I sort of understand growing up with white people like the ones that stormed the Capitol. If you understand that Donald Trump is like a messiah, he's like Jesus to a certain type of white American, and then they go strip him of his thing, they couldn't help but do that. I mean, black people don't love or care about nothing or believe in anything, so they don't understand it. These white people really felt like Donald Trump is almost going to usher in a great era of recovery and prosperity, and this little punk-ass vice president and little drunk-ass Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were going to take all this away from the white masses. I was down there. Their asses just snapped. They couldn't believe that happens. That's what happens to niggas. Niggas get $48 billion off of 50 taking. Niggas get evicted and the money taken aside for preventing them from being evicted not be spent. That happens to black people, not to them. They snap.
Yes. Even with and that thing, you're saying with President Trump, when he was having a fit about that thing with the zip code, he was trying not to get that passed. And do you know, even with Social Security now, they're saying, well, if you want your Social Security lower, it's the zip. You got to give them your zip code. I was in a store a while ago, a few weeks, and I was buying some Häagen-Dazs ice cream. I hadn't brought it in a long time. I thought, I'm going to get this ice cream. So I got that ice cream. That ice cream was $5.79. So I got up to the register, so the lady said, do you want to pay $0.79 for this ice cream? I said, yes, please. So anyway, she says, okay, what's your zip code? I gave her one zip code. So anyway, she said, oh, no. I said, oh, my goodness, let me give her this other zip code. I gave her the other zip code. Do you know I paid $0.79 for that ice cream? That's
well,
what President Trump was. Yeah, I paid
Let me tell you something about white people. White people have a setup. I have a friend in Chicago whose brother is an insurance underwriter as well as does something. Do you know that the white people don't pay their medical bills? They just refuse.
Yes.
They just don't pay it.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't.
Yes.
Pay. The black folks, they come down, they make the black people, they overdo. That's why they fuck black people. They know black people will pay. That whole subprime
mm-hmm.
lending program was set up by Lehman Brothers, who used to trade in slaves right here in Washington, D.C.
Ringling
and
Brothers,
Selma,
you
Alabama, said? The Lehman Brothers, the Jewish slave traders.
Mm-hmm.
Lehman
mm-hmm.
Brothers.
Okay.
Traded slaves. They were big, and that's why they were able to go to New York, and they got to. So, look, they knew that black people would pay their bills no matter what. It's interesting. We will not invest in one another. We will not support one another. But when we deal with other people who hate our gut, boy and girl scouts or trans scouts, because they knew this. The people who traded us, that hate us, that see us as animals, that these people are reliable. Isn't it interesting that we are not this way with one another by choice? Us
no.
being inferior, hated niggas in this country is a choice. And
yes,
you have to
is.
Look yourself in and say, are you part of it? Do you wish this? In the words of the Messiah, Mashiach, Yeshua, Jesus, according to your faith, be it unto you. He said to a person that was crippled, you want to be healed? I'm here. You want to rise up? It can happen. I don't like nigger preachers because they don't teach this in church. And by the way, yes, I said, let me tell you, the preacher didn't like me. He's too hard. It's not my fault you fucking the organist. I'm not hard. I'm just thinking,
mm-hmm.
couldn't you screw an organist from another church? Not that that would be right, but don't make it obvious. I got to walk around, oh, God bless you. They got a special barn. You know,
mm-hmm.
I said they got a special room at the Hotel 8. They probably get a group rate. They've been doing it there so long. And by the way, do you know a lot of cities don't like black churches having conventions? Because of
No,
folks,
I didn't.
You didn't hear about the guy, what's his name? McCray. McCray is a black sodomite friend of the former bishop of the Church of God in Christ. And apparently
okay.
he had sex with a man in St. Louis or someplace. And they left doo-doo and blood all over the hotel room.
Really?
Sure, I'm right. And this is one of the best friends of the leader of the largest black church in America. I mean, with strange associations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they left blood and doo-doo all over the room until they had to pay like a huge amount of money because the workers didn't want to go in there and catch anything. I wouldn't want the blood and doo-doo if folks did that. I'd be afraid. Probably want to put on extra pairs of rubber gloves and shit. Afraid you're going to catch something,
mm-hmm.
right? And the rubber gloves
mm-hmm.
don't give full protection from viruses that go right through. So you can get all kinds of stuff out of the period.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just telling you that. So this is the leadership of our church. I mean,
and, you know, people have to be very, very careful now. Do you know men are getting stuck in men's rectums now like the dogs do?
This has always happened. This happens.
Oh, okay. It's not new.
My father
was new.
To play for. My father, there's a recovering heroin addict, Bishop,
mm-hmm.
Bishop Long, and they caught him. They were doing it in the sanctuary, and he got stuck. And the leadership of the Church of Our Lord Jesus Christ caught him there. That's why he had to break off and become independent. Oh, I've been hearing about this. First of all, a rectum is not it's not a vagina. It never will be. It will never feel as good. I don't care who says so.
But what about the vagina
spirit.
When you said they use a wooden penis?
Well, yeah, plastic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sure they do. Nicki Minaj was walking around on stage with the rainbow-colored thing hanging out of her a few years ago, singing the song If I Were a Boy.
Hanging out from her? Out of her womb?
Out of her clothing.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It was a BET show, Black Girls Rock. So fuck black girl magic, that's witchcraft, satanic. A lot of sisters into witchcraft. That's why they can't have children. A lot of them are miserable. That's why they're in these abusive relationships. You have to understand that the LGBTQ chasing strange flesh and chasing strange gods is addressed throughout the Old Testament. It mm-hmm. is satanic to do LGBTQ. It's an abomination. You can't do it. I don't care how good it feels. I don't care if you got molested and you got caught up in it. You need to get God to help you leave. And plenty of people have stopped doing that. In fact, the LGBTQ movement hates, the people they hate the most isn't Dave Chappelle. It's people who used to be in the sodomite lifestyle that get have a religious transformation and leave. They almost
yeah,
want to kill
imagine.
Those people. And by the way, Dave Chappelle told y'all something. He said he was a TERF when he was talking about trans. TERF stands for Total Exclusion Radical Feminist.
Oh, that's what he was, he said?
He said that. Listen to the show. He said
okay.
he's a TERF. And by the way, TERFs are lesbians that hate trans.
Okay.
And they have violent situations at gay gatherings when men who want to call themselves women try to hook up with activities for lesbians, and if you're a TERF, they may beat you up. And by the way, get to claim they're a woman and get lesser charges. Feminism has really messed up black women. Y'all need to quit. A black woman that's a feminist is some kind of a moron or has emotional spiritual problems. Should there be rights for black women and equal pay, all that? Absolutely. Stop working with white lesbian feminists. They have no interest in black women other than the bust of their family. Since white women can't control white men, they can use black women to destroy black men, and at least they vicariously enjoy. If they could have white America be fucked up like black America is, they would do it. So the closest they can get to it is using weaponized black women against black men. Now, I just want to say to you that in Virginia, in Loudoun County, where Rollover Martin lives, you know, again, he's a despicable jack-o'-lantern-looking coon who thinks he's a journalist, who's in the boulet. He hasn't talked about the white boy whose name they haven't revealed. I believe he could be of the Jewish faith, who wears dresses and goes into the restrooms and rapes girls.
Really?
As a female. And this is the reason why the superintendent, one of the high officials in the Loudoun County public school system, had to resign. In fact, one of the fathers of the girl raped named a domestic terrorist for asking why, how did his daughter get raped? Roland Martin hasn't said a damn thing. This is why, what's his name, McCullough, the degenerate former governor of Virginia that helped facilitate all that violence that happened in Charlottesville, because it didn't have to happen if he didn't want it. They knew that that would make Trump look bad. And there were bad people on both sides. Antifa is a communist degenerate gang. And the other people are racist degenerates that were fighting each other. Neither side is my friend, okay? And I could care less about Confederate statues. In fact, we should put up our own goddamn statues. Let them have theirs. Their demographic is shrinking anyway.
That's right.
Before you know it, there won't be anyone to look at these goddamn statues. We need some money. We need some motherfucking money, as I said, MFM, y'all. That's what we need. But I just want to say that McCullough is losing to Youngkin because the parents are mad because sodomy and pedophilia is being taught in schools. And if you rape girls in a dress, they will protect you and cover up. In fact, they let the boy go to another school and do it all over again. When it comes out, heads will roll.
Excuse me, Dr. Sir, did you say rape them in a dress?
Yes, you go into the bathroom saying you're female. If you wear a dress, you can go to one. You can go without a dress. I can just say I'm a woman, looking like I am. Under the trans thing, you have a pre-op clause. I don't have to have my penis cut off. I don't have to have titties. I can just say I'm a female, and no one can say anything to me going in a woman's restroom. And women are being raped and beaten all over this country, and the men who call themselves women get lesser charges. All you women who coasted under feminism, who enjoyed this double standard over men where you don't have to be accountable because you're female, you kill a baby and people ask why. A man has sex with a 17-year-old, 16-year-old, and he's a monster. But the woman ropes the baby. She's cool. And this has opened up the Pandora's box for men
who see the advantage that women have over men and not having to be accountable. When a woman is a criminal, she's treated like a delinquent. When a man is a criminal, he's treated like a criminal. Men that don't want to be punished fully call themselves women so they can commit heinous crimes and get away with it. Women have allowed this. Feminism has brought this. Feminism has lowered and opened the gate for women to be raped, violated, beaten, brutalized. And because it's woman on woman, well, we don't quite know. We don't have a can of law to prosecute it. You're better off if it was a man. Not that I want a man to put his hands on any woman. I'm against that, too. So now, feminism in its fifth wave isn't even women anymore. It's degenerate, pedophile, rapist men who hate women and being men, and now they've targeted women who are undefended and the stupid-ass women who should have been fighting to get paid more money when they clean a hotel room or when they work in a fast food place. Instead of getting real money, real medical benefits and protection and help for housing and daycare and maternity leave, they've let themselves be used as the shock troop cannon fodder of radical lesbian feminist races who don't share power or anything with the other women. And now these poor, broke women who can't afford lawyers, they will be raped, brutalized, and dogged by often white men calling themselves white women with white male and female privilege at the same time. And I need to remind you, your Lord and Savior, Barack Obama, ended the separation of the sexes. So now, for a long time, men had to go to jail with men. Now, men can go to jail as women, and they can rape and get women pregnant in women's jails. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama left, and in January of 2018, Trump got rid of that law to protect women from men.
I didn't know Trump got rid of it. Yes.
He got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he says he's grabbed women by the pussy, and this lecherous man who's raped a woman with his finger, Barack, not Barack Obama, but Joe Biden, you know, Barack wouldn't rape a woman. He'd probably rape a man.
Okay.
Biden, the same one that stuck his finger in that white woman's vagina, and he got away with it, he's passed it back, so now men can go back to jail and rape and impregnate women as women. And, you know, I'm sorry, under feminism, women do really stupid stuff. I can't respect it. I don't give a damn who doesn't like it. I hate feminism. It's dumb. It makes women retards with a different set of genitalia. That's what you get. This is what Biden is. And let me tell you something. Under Biden, because everything's so crazy, do you know what the thing's been shut down? Do you know that there are more women in the prostitution now because they can't go to jobs yet? So more women are getting killed and murdered in most brutal ways. Has there been any outcry about violence against women under this man who's supposedly feminine?
No.
Absolutely not. Fuck Joe Biden. I agree with all the people. In fact, I can't wait until black folks start saying it. I know black women will be the last ones they'll hold out. They're determined, like the plantation mammies, to be on his side, even though he hates their guts.
He said he don't want us near his mother, his sister, or any of his family. And if he had his way, he would have us back in chains again. That's what Biden said.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm glad you have ears. What happened to other people? It must be the earrings must be deflecting the information. This man hates our guts.
Yeah.
This man hates our guts. This man hates our guts. The Democratic Party is trash. The Republican Party, they don't care either. But we need to learn how, you know, folks, you know when you need money and you're bumming for money, I've had to raise money and ask people. I don't ask one person for $500. I can't do that. So I ask 10 for 50.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or ask 20 for 25. We need to do that way. Get what you can from the Democrats. Get what you can from the Republicans.
Deal with that, and that's a way of taking care of ourselves, too. Those that have a few dollars, it should be a circle. You know what I'm saying? It has to stay in a circle.
The circle is a circle, but it's called the boule. So it's only for them. Black people have to overcome their obsession of the Masons and the Greeks.
the minute that black people rebel against the boule. Let me share something with you.
Please.
The only reason that the boule people get these things is because they can be trusted to keep black people down.
Mm-hmm.
If black people start rising up and speaking out, what ends up happening is white people lose faith in their house Negroes called the boule and the sexuality coons and the little plantation preachers and others, and they cut them off. If we raise up against the boule, it will create a complete collapse. The traitor black people will fall fast in the World Trade Center. We're the ones that have reinforced our own oppression. We've incentivized it.
Yeah.
People need to start and tell, I told this Negro, who's Q? I told him, you Omega Psi Phi, oh, the black people in Alabama, reparations for running the Tuskegee program. The Omega Psi Phi fraternity is responsible for the Tuskegee program. Black people did this to black folks. And by the way, these days, the Omega Psi Phi fraternity supports mandated vaccination, as does the AKAs, as does the Deltas, as do the Alphas, as do the Kappas, as do the Zetas, as does the CDC and the National Congress of Black Churches and the National Association of Coon People and so forth, Urban Greed, National Asshole Network. All of them are enemies of our people. Jesus says if you clean the inside of a cup, you'll clean the outside. We deal with our scum and our traitors and our coons. We would be free very quickly. We've got 4 minutes. I want to share my contacts. I absolutely want people who have bucks, drop bucks on the Coon Buster program. My Cash App is Dr. W. Randy Short Dr. Randy Short. Dr. $ DRANDYSHORT. My Zelle and PayPal are WRandyShort@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at DRS11965. I'm also DRLS1 at Twitter. I am WRandyShort. In Instagram, I'm Randy Lancaster, short 2965 or 1965. One of the two, you'll find me. In Instagram, I'm Randy Lancaster, short in Facebook. I'm Dr. Randy Lancaster, short in Thug House, as you say, Clubhouse. And I have Randy Lancaster, short is a YouTube channel. I will be building other channels and ports through Rumble. I will be working through StreamYard. I look forward to returning with the Angry Black Men's Book Club. I cannot wait to raise hell. I'm hoping if I get help from people like Sister Devon and also my friend Mother Azima, who's one of the Hidden Figures black women, we're going to be talking about nutrition and health, and we'll be, of course, always denouncing feminism. Fuck feminism. In fact, don't fuck it. It doesn't want to be fucked anyway. To hell with feminism. We hate feminism, but pork chop feminism must be abolished and purged from the lives of black people now. And, of course, simpism must go. Is a faggot that has sex with women. That's all you are. Okay, anyway. Having said that, if you want to reach me, that's there. There's no way you can't find me. You'll find me also on Dwan B's show. You'll find me on We All Be. You'll find me on Kira Dangerous. And, of course, you're going to begin to find me on the Dry Bone Networks with Sister Antoinette. In fact, Sister Antoinette, we can do another one of these whenever you want to because we've got to talk about all the punk-ass people in the military that are going to stand up to that Esther roll with the wig snatched off looking punk-ass nigga named General Austin. I knew that they picked the sorry-ass, weak-ass-looking black man. He looks like the mama who couldn't keep a man from good times, and he's going to vaccinate and kill all the men in the military. They put that black man in there to make people hate our guts. And it's interesting, Colin Powell died this week, and Austin throws the gauntlet down that he's going to get to kill people with the shot this week. Stay tuned. And again, who you going to call Coon Buster? I want to let everybody know, I remind people, there's a portal I'm working on called The People's Report. It will be a black news and information magazine. I love everybody. God bless everybody. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. We got to do this again, Sister Antoinette. What you say? She must have fallen asleep.
Yeah. But anyway, I thank you so much, and I wish all of you the highest exaltation.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had myself on mute. I was listening, and I thought that I was talking. I was just a talking. Yes, we do, Dr. Short. Just give me a call. But before you
yes,
go, could you please tell us about vitamin D?
Oh, what I will say to you, you can see my hair. It is, for those that can see my hair, and I just have my crazy, what's that thing called, Back to the Future hairdo. But I'll tell you, vitamin D is wonderful. It's inexpensive. It helps protect you from corona. You need a couple of thousand. I use every day. It helps. My hair, which is normally white, it's beginning in certain places to turn black. A lot of us have white hair because we have vitamin D deficiency. My hair has gone from being almost snow white, like the kind of white that black people want to be, beginning to get grayish. I guess black people are money more. I like you when you have white hair. Now you're here going back to being black. I don't like it. Vitamin D is very good. It's one of the best things, and it's been removed from your food. If you think you're having dairy products, unless it says vitamin D enriched, it may have 2% or less vitamin D. You can eat salmon. You can even eat cheap tuna from the store. Add vitamin D to your diet. They've removed it from the food so they can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of black folks, they've removed the vitamin D from the food you eat, and they're telling you to stay inside so your skin can't get the vitamin D through the melanin.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, being fat isn't cool. Fatness is a problem. Lose the weight. It's not beautiful. Dinosaurs have big bones, not people. Being fat is wrong. Gluttony is a sin before God. Your nigger preacher won't tell you because he has fat women that can't get a boyfriend giving them money. So he keeps his mouth shut. Another corruption of no good black preachers. In fact, I hope all their churches don't recover from this. I hope all the bad ones are unemployed. In fact, they don't have any skills. And we already have rappers who can't sing and dance, so there'd be no place for them. I got to go. I love everybody. Treat me like I'm white. Make it rain on this. Make it rain on this process. The censorship shall end when the country goes nuts tomorrow. It's already tomorrow. Today is Liberation Day. This is a day of the beginning of mass resistance against the mandate. Joe Biden will be the most unpopular president since Richard Nixon. I thank God that I've lived to see this. I can't wait to see that old bugger get run out, him and his wife, who probably procured children for him. There's something wrong with it. I believe it. Okay. I got to let you go, sister. I'll talk to you.
Okay, well, thank you for being with us.
All right. Bye.
We have that extra hour. If anybody has a question or comment on what Dr. Short has brought to us and or anything else that you want to discuss, you know, all you have to do is press 1 and I can open up your line. And, sister, thank you for your questions and your comments tonight to Dr. Short.
And thank you, because this was so amazing, you know. You'd be a certain stage in your life, and you think you know it all, and then you hear so much, and you realize you knew nothing. I really got a lot tonight.
People have a lot of different viewpoints.
Yeah. I thank you so much, Antoinette, and you have a good night.
Well, thank you. You too. Okay, y'all. Well, if y'all don't have anything to say, then we might as well close it out. So let me play a song, and we can say good night.
Let me find a song. Okay, let me do one of Brother Eddie's favorites.
Okay, we got dead air. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to find something. All right, let me do this one.
When Ariel Sharon said, I don't care what the American people think, I own the Congress.
it should create significant concern for all Americans, especially because he is probably correct. Can you say bank robbery?
Can they fuck with your pop?
No, no, no.
Can they corrupt you like a cop? Are you ever gonna stop? Would you ever take a bribe?
No, no, no.
Could you never make it live? I know you seen the news.
No, no, no.
I know you paid all of your dues.
I know you see the way these parasites they feed. They cold-blooded killers and they thrive on greed. They stole your mother nature and deprived your needs. Demonize your marijuana and prescribe your seed. That's why I'm here with Bob Shapiro today. Everybody wanna be Robert De Niro today. They charging you triple while a zero they pay. Nothing can save you, they took all of your heroes away. I spit the thunder very clearly, still I wonder can they hear me. I'ma put a dick in them, I'm tripping them like Timmy Leary. You got a wild imagination, magic bullet theory. All respect the caliber, no doubt about it. I'm sincerely give it away like a shylight song. Wake the fuck up, you're living in the twilight zone. It's all just a movie, I defy anybody to prove me wrong. I know you probably think it's groovy, but it's Hitler's dream come to pass. War on the poor and middle class. They don't know how long it's gonna last. The perfect storm, it won't pass. Your worst nightmare came true. There ain't a thing you can do. If you don't see, you've been blind, man. It's time to respond. There's a war on your mind.
We got the new electronic voting machines in place. What the hell are you gonna do to us, huh? We got cops with machine guns and black ski masks. And you've got your little national ID cards.
They wanna put a chip in you,
imprison you in Xanadu, unleash your epidemic and offer your Tamiflu. I told you they got viruses that target your race, right under your nose and all in your face. They got you worshiping the 17 Jesus, while they're praising the devil in the bohemian breezes. You watch their movie, they control you with the TV. Child psych 101 is rather easy. Clowns and jokers, they be talking about the same shit. Same exact theater master in the same script. Alternative lifestyles are funded, they ain't hip. I don't play these silly games, cause the game's fixed. Predators now have special rights. Pedophiles are selected to protect your type.
Neocons got their new Pearl Harbor. Hell bent on bringing you their new world order with them.
Hitler's dream come to pass. War on the poor and middle class. They don't know how long it's gonna last. The perfect storm, it won't pass. Your worst nightmare came true. And there ain't a thing you can do.
Chicken hawk neocons love to beat them drums. They gave you a problem like nothing before, and the solution that they offering is much, much more of that. Orchestrated war, they're never gonna bring an ender. They utilize the poor to further their world agenda. Remember, that jet fuel stuff is pure bullshit. You should've known that when Silverstein said, pull up. Bet your Liberty dollars to Dunkin' Donuts. Now listen, 9-11 was carried out with military precision. My rogue elements is lurking in our government. You trusting them, they loving it. You gluttons for their punishment. Atrocities they committing, that's draconian. That shouldn't surprise you, they money systems Babylonian. Illuminati bloodlines are quick to lend you their dough. It seems to follow them wherever they go. All their powers emanating from London and the Vatican. They own all of the banks and they come in for your cash to end. Their scare tactics are sick, they've implanted their fear. Now they plan on implanting their chips and that's war.
Hitler's dream come to pass. War on the poor and middle class.
We'll tell you
tonight. In the next year, you'll be able to use your teen's cell phone to locate them 24/7. Younger children will get a small global positioning device hidden in their wristwatch or backpack. And just around the next high-tech corner, an electronic chip like this that can be implanted under your kid's skin.
Can't that only be a good thing for the community if it keeps children safe?
Why, we've been doing it with doggies for years.